This is your Community Connection on COWS 100.9, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Corey Hargis stepping in here for our first ever Community Connection. So this is definitely a fun afternoon for us, and we've got some fun guests in studio with me as well. We're talking with the folks from the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce. We've got Brad Meyer, Lisa Cochran, Brad Fisher. Welcome.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks
yeah.
for having us.
I mean, who better to have in here for the very first program?
I love it.
Yeah, when you're talking community right here, we got it. We got you covered.
So there's a lot that we can get to. Just to say the least here. So I think let's start off by, since we are just entering into the new year, let's talk a little bit about some of the big successes, first of all, from 2024, because I'm sure I can name off a few, but there's probably more than I could even come up with.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks for having us on. Thanks, Community Bank. Great chamber member, sponsor of the program. We're excited to be the first one on here, and there's a lot to be excited about and proud about, I think, for Owatonna, you know, over the last year, to your question, which is, you know, things continue to grow. You know, we've had close to $100 million in investment each year for the last 5 years. This year, it was $94 million in 2024 of investment. So, some of the big projects with respect to that were the Ascend project, which includes Mineral Springs Brewing, Olmsted Medical, and then you've got the other building, which is West Bank over there. So that in total in 2024 from a valuation was about 13.8 on the value for tax rolls. I'm sure the whole project's going to be much more than that. So that's exciting. And then just down the road from your studios here, Scooter's Coffee is finally getting very close. That was just under $1 million project from a valuation standpoint, excuse me, for the community. And then we've had things like storage units and apartment complexes and houses and just, you know, remodeling projects and things like that. You'd be amazed how fast all of that adds up to a pretty good total for the community and a lot of great progress.
And some of that stuff is more the behind the scenes stuff almost that maybe we don't even notice when you're driving through town, but it's really just a stepping stone to help the community continue to grow.
Yeah, you know, I think you get the big ones, the big projects everybody kind of pays attention to. And I can let Lisa talk about this, but downtown Owatonna specifically has had a lot of, you know, big, I guess if you want to call it those big highlight projects over the years. But this year still was able to add businesses and make some really great steps forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate being here. Yeah, downtown was pretty awesome in 2024. And like Brad said, there wasn't a huge big project that was, you know, the start of it all. Probably the biggest project that people notice is we did get a new parking lot, and that's pretty exciting. Added some new additional parking and in a great spot. So that's awesome. But when we look at what's been happening downtown, Main Street and EDA do co-sponsor a forgivable loan for businesses downtown to spruce up their facade or sometimes inside. And we had $90,000 in forgivable loans that were awarded in 2024. And 59,000 of that is projects that have been completed. And then we're still getting applications for that. So that's a huge investment that these building and business owners are making for Owatonna. And it shows with just more things happening downtown. Maybe their neighbor says, oh, maybe I should do something. And then with that, we have awarded a $20,000 upper level grant for somebody to make their upper level either an additional business or something that adds to their business in the community. And so we've got that. And even though people talk about the businesses that closed, and, you know, we miss the businesses. The whole core of a downtown is ever changing, and that's what we like. So we actually had a net gain of 10 businesses in our downtown area, which that's pretty spectacular.
And no matter what, you're going to see businesses come and go, because if you don't have some kind of change, you know, you don't want things getting stale.
Exactly.
You know, yep. Because yep. If it all just stays the same, then you're not going to get people that want to come downtown anymore. Just to use that as an example. Yep. But the more that we see downtown, then the more people we have. And we saw that with some of the great events over the summer, too. Let's use Downtown Thursday, for example. Crowds were fantastic every single time.
Yes, we had incredible crowds this year. We also were blessed with incredible weather, which helps the large crowds. But yeah, in our tracking of people, we tracked around 18,000 visitors that Main Street added with their events and promotions in downtown. And so we like to think that that definitely added to the overall economy of the city, as well as helping those downtown businesses thrive and grow. And, you know, I talk with business people, and the one thing that everybody has in common is they want their neighbor to succeed, because then they know they're going to succeed. And I heard it again yesterday, and which I think is a very unique thing. Not every downtown is like that, and all of our business owners really truly feel that.
And outside of just the business side, when it comes to the chamber as well, one thing that comes to mind was another very successful series when it came to the candidate forums ahead of the election. Mm-hmm. I know I talked with at least a couple of you guys at one point that it's just great seeing so much interest in the local political offices that you had to have those forums just so everyone had a chance to hear, because I can't even count off the top of my head right now how many contested races we had, which is fantastic to see in this community.
Yeah, and Corey, thanks for, you were at all of them. I saw you there reporting on them. Thank you for doing that. There were 6 candidate forums this year. And we estimate we had about 550 attendees in person for those over the course of 6. And then on Owatonna Live, which aired those, the video, we had about 21,000 views on there. And then the reporting that was done by yourself and the newspapers, we think we had a pretty educated, you know, citizenry here in Owatonna at election time, which is the whole point at the end of the day.
So I think at this point, we've covered 2024 pretty good, haven't we? I think so. So I think at this point, we'll get ready to jump forward into looking ahead to 2025. But before we do that, let's go ahead. We're going to pay a couple of bills here, okay? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce when Community Connection continues here on Kyle's 100.9. This is all brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. And we are back with your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank here on Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith back with you, Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher, Lisa Cochran as well. And like we said before the break, I think we covered what happened in 2024 pretty well. Let's be honest, we could probably spend 3 segments talking just about the last year, and we could do just as much with what's coming up in 2025. So let's just jump right in there, I guess. Yeah. With some of the big things we got coming here to Owatonna.
There's a lot to cover. Appreciate that, Corey. And for us at the Chamber, we kind of celebrate the prior year and look ahead at our annual dinner, which is January 24th. Our focus is livability. So one of the things we think we need is we're going to grow the community, is we got to continue to make it a better place, somewhere people want to live. They've got the amenities they need, the housing they need, those kind of things. So we know there's a lot to work on as well, but there's a lot to celebrate. So we're excited for that event. And, you know, as we go around and talk to the business community, and Brad Fisher, you mentioned, is here. He's our membership director. Added 52 new members to the chamber last year.
Thank you. A round of applause. Standing ovation.
Excellent. But what's great is, you know, Fish is in there talking to everybody and kind of gets a feel for, you know, what are people thinking as we head into the next year. And obviously, it was a unique year, Fish, because of the elections. But Maybe you want to share a little bit about what you're hearing out there with members.
Yeah. Thank you, Brad Meyer. 52 new members, which I was proud of. We've already added four new ones for 2025, which is, and the thing that I have the easiest job at the chamber, Corey, because all the great, first of all, the great staff we have and all the great things that we do as far as with Lisa downtown and Julia doing events and Glenda with the tourism and Brad and Rhonda and Mary Jo. And people see the things that are going on and the things that we're kind of involved in. And so I get, there's phone calls and there's emails like, how do I get to be a part of this? And it's like, well, come on in, let's talk about it. And then you get them into the chamber office and you talk and you go over everything that the chamber's kind of involved in. A lot of things people don't know. Yeah, we do all the events and stuff like that. But there's so many other little pieces, and people and business owners are just amazed of everything that we've got going on. And I mean, Owatonna's going like this, and I'm pointing up for those of you who can't see me on radio. Owatonna's going like this, and people and businesses know it and they want to be a part of it.
That is, and that's exactly what we want. You want to see a community continue to grow. And we talked a little bit about some of the events and such that we did in 2024. Well, we got another, you know, there's a big one coming up here later on this month. Lisa, it's your turn.
All right.
You're getting pointed out here. Yes. We're talking about Bold and Cold. So tell me a little bit about this. I was reading a little bit about it, but it's, there's a lot that kind of jumps out at me as, you know, being interesting for multiple people in the community.
You bet. This is our seventh year of Bold and Cold here in Owatonna. And I feel like each year we're adding some more things to make it more, you know, suitable for more people in the community, like you said. And it's really all about embracing winter. And we live in this climate and we can complain about it, or we can jump right in and be a part of it. So that's what we were doing with many events. Most of them are going to start Wednesday, the 24th, and then or the 23rd, and then go on through the week through Sunday. And it's a collaboration with Owatonna Park and Rec Department and Visit Owatonna, Main Street Owatonna, Owatonna Business Partnership. And then just a lot of help and work and planning from all of those entities to go into making it a really fun 5 days for people.
And Corey, if I can add to that really quick, you know, as you think about, we want to continue to grow Owatonna and attract great people here to the community. Events like this are really important because it's unique to your area, and it gives people that, man, I really like it here. Like it's a hometown feel. And like the Twins Caravan's coming, mm-hmm. and they couldn't be more excited to like just be part of those kind of events. So it casts a wider net, which is cool.
And so let's just get some general contact information for those that want to learn more about Bold and Cold. First of all, it's all on the website, correct?
It is. And if you go to visitowatonna.org, there is all the information that you would need about Bold and Cold. And there's links to just about everything. And also on the Facebook page for Visit Owatonna, that's kind of the landing page. Well, and actually, it'll bring you to an actual Bold and Cold page. And again, that's got links to everything. Very user friendly. Glenda did a map. And it just really kind of points out all the stuff that's happening around the town.
Because, yeah, there is a lot. Like I said, I was just kind of skimming through it a little bit last night. I had seen the link come up on social media. But otherwise, just in general, those that want to learn more about the Owatonna Chamber of Commerce and everything you guys are doing, or maybe they want to become a member, too, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, we're at owatonna.org or visit owatonna.org. We're all under the same roof. People can call our office real easy, 507-451-7970. And our new offices are at 120 South Oak, which is just a couple blocks away from where we were before, right in downtown Owatonna.
Yeah, it's right by the big power plant for Owatonna Public Utilities.
Can't there you miss go. It. That's a perfect monument. Yes, we're right there. Yeah, we're not quite as big as that building. You can find us, though.
Well, I think we could probably keep going for quite a while here, but I think we are out of time for this very first community connection. So thank you very much for coming in to talk about the Owatonna Chamber. And we're going to be doing this segment with you guys pretty much on a monthly basis. So
first Tuesday.
We're going to make sure that the community is in the know for what's going on here. But we also got to give another huge thank you to Community Bank Owatonna for making this segment happen. But that's going to wrap up our first Community Connection here on Cows 100.9. Join us back here next Tuesday, right around 12:10, and we're going to be heading down the road. We talk with the Waseca Chamber of Commerce next time around as well. And we're also going to work on getting all of these segments posted to our website as well, KOWZFM.com. We have the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then John Partridge will be in starting at 1 o'clock to take you through the rest of your afternoon right here on Cows 100.9.